So adding, keeping is tough because kids want to live in a city. I left here when I was 19. I happened to come back when I was 48. So I get it, man. I did. A lot of us did.
Mayor Todd Coppernell joining us on today's morning show.
Cool people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With Hurricane Milton on its way, tens of thousands of people are getting out.
We actually took 8 hours just to get out of the state of Florida. So we, the first 60 miles, it took us 4.5 hours to go 60 miles.
Brianne Ramirez is from Tampa, where the junk left behind by the last storm is still piled up. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z is also there.
Up and down Bayshore Boulevard, the very popular area where these big homes, they have all their debris piles out currently from Helene. And so this same area is going to take the surge they got, which was record, about 5 to 7 feet, and they could double it.
The acting leader of Hezbollah says even more Israelis will be displaced, the militant group extending its rocket fire deeper into Israel. The Nobel Prize in Physics has been awarded to a couple of scientists whose work has been critical in helping form the building blocks of machine learning. One's from Princeton, the other from the University of Toronto. This is ABC News. Oklahoma getting ready to start buying Bibles for schools across the state now that they're required in classrooms. But there are questions about a connection to Donald Trump.
Oklahoma Superintendent of Public Instruction Ryan Walters recently allocated $3 million for the Bibles. And in searching for a supplier, the Education Department issued requirements that appeared to be for the Bible on which former President Trump makes royalties. But after legal questions were raised, the Education Department changed the Bible vendor requirements to say the supplier must provide a different Bible, the King James Bible.
That's ABC's Christiane Cordero. So far, neither Oklahoma's governor nor the state's education secretary have talked publicly about the plan. Comcast is now offering identity theft protection for some of its customers after discovering a data breach, about 230,000 customers affected. And it'll cost more to try to win Mega Millions, the price for a single entry going from $2 to $5 next year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Save big during the fall filter sale at Napa, Richland Center, and Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee tools and heated gear, tool, heated coats, and vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center, and Boscobel.
Napa Know How. Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Forecast details coming up here from WRCL. You might have had to use the eye scraper or a CD case again this morning at your car. I didn't on the old Vibe, but we didn't need it this morning. My eye scraper, I know, is in the car somewhere. I think it's under the seat, but I'm afraid something might bite me if I reach under there.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today's high, 70 degrees with sunshine, clear and chilly tonight. A low of 39. Not as much frost, though, tomorrow morning, it looks like. Another sunny day and comfortable Wednesday and a high of 70. Thursday, 73, and Friday, 80. For the Ithaca School Fair Day on Saturday, 67, with a slight chance of light showers late at night. Schools having their homecomings this weekend, like Ithaca and Weston. They're going to fare all right for a late in the fall sports season, homecoming day. Right now, WRCO, after the midnight reading of 47, it is 33 on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge.
Hey, time, honey, I'm a wildfire.
Wilson. That's a snappy little number. Hang tight, honey. It's 11 minutes after 7. Richland County 4-H celebrating with many events this week, including an open house tonight at Richland Intermediate School. And also we have the annual 4-H medallion hunt. Yesterday, we gave you the clue that the 4-H medallion is hidden somewhere in a public place for all to access within Richland County. You should look high, look low, but look for four in a row. Here is clue number two today. Be sure to take in the good views while observing the banks, for here you will find a prize to amuse. Be sure to take in the good views while observing the banks, for here you will find a prize to amuse. Richland County is currently home to 11 active 4-H clubs. These clubs enjoy learning by doing at their club meetings and various project work. These clubs meet throughout Richland County and have several leaders and volunteers working with youth to teach lifelong skills. By the way, if you find the medallion, please contact the Richland County Extension Office at 608-647-6111. All right. So good luck finding the clue. It's a good, beautiful day to be out and searching around and digging around for it. We also have a big event going on in Richland Center this week at the Richland Center City Auditorium on Friday night at 7. The Jimmies, a great blues band from Madison. They've been all over the world. In fact, they do some cruises and tours during the year. They're going to be right here in our fair city on Friday night. We have a couple of tickets for you. We'll give them to caller 12 at 608-647-4155. Good luck to you today.
Oh, what a love that'll bind the wounds of loss and heal my heart. Oh, what a love to cast away the pain. Oh, what a love that'll bear for me the cost of a brand new start. Oh, what a love to let me begin again. Oh, what a light that'll brighten up the corners of a lonely life. Oh, what a light to cast away the rain. Oh, what a light to remove the gloom of facing the dark alone. Oh, what a light I believe I can see again.
Oh,
on WRCO. Congrats to Judy Powell, who is the winner of a couple of tickets to see the Jimmys. Doors open at 6, then Annie and the Crush, followed by the Jimmys. The auditorium will be rocking on Friday night. Get your tickets locally at Ameriprise, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Shenandoah and Luke Combs. The Pea Ridge Chicken Whisperer is coming up here, and also birthdays and anniversaries.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when clinicians consistently follow these guidelines. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get with the Guidelines Stroke Quality Program. It's just another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve healthcare for you and your family.
Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup.
Young man,
what's going on, brother?
Nothing much, and you?
All right, yeah, it's doing fine.
You have a good night last night?
Well, yeah, busy. Good, you know, some people are like, oh yeah, you don't have a game. But then that's when things pile up. So,
yeah, and you see, if you have a game, you can't pile up.
Exactly. I can take my nappy and then go to a game.
Did you clean the garage out?
No, not yet.
Okay, all right. Well,
no. Not yet.
Did you watch any football?
It's not going to frost for a few more days, so yeah. I got a few more days.
You got a few more days to, yeah. Mm-hmm. You do whatever you can to stretch it out, don't you?
It's all June stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
To move.
So. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. There's a strike against you already this morning.
Oh, well.
Sorry, June. Yeah. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Oh, yes.
But anyway.
Programming note, we'll have Paul Harvey's rest of the
Paul story. Harvey, yes, it is.
Starting in about an hour.
Yes, looking forward to that.
And then we'll have one late in the afternoon. They're two different episodes, but they're classic episodes that aired, you know, back
they're
in the
They're actually
day.
Pretty good.
They are. Yes. Now, some of the quality, and I'm talking about in terms of the tapes that were used, is noticeably there. It's a little airy, you know, and things like that.
But some of them, yes.
You got to consider how old some of them are,
right.
too. But the rest of the story, so fascinating stuff. And I wasn't sure exactly when the station switched networks and lost him, but I did some digging. 1982.
Wow.
Was the last time that a new version of a Paul Harvey show aired.
Yes.
On the radio.
That ages me well.
42 years.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Now, of course, his show went on for into the 1990s, but yeah.
I've always liked the rest of the story. Always have.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, on the way, on the way home, or if I'm traveling somewhere, I'll listen to that.
Oh, okay.
I listen to the rest of the story.
Yeah.
I mean, they have episode after episode. And now I have my hands on it, so now I listen to all of them.
He was a young chicken farmer in
Arkansas.
Pea Ridge, Arkansas. And he had many perils along the way. We'll have more coming up.
On the rest of the story.
Good day.
Good day.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, something like that.
Today is Quizzy Poo Day.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on today?
Well, it's fall.
Yes, it is.
It is fall.
Am I going to take a fall today?
My goal is to blank you right out of here. Since you blanked me out last week.
Fridge hanger last week.
Yeah. So if I get a zero, I get to take the fridge hanger down.
A zero?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
That's my goal.
Well, it's been a long time since I had a zero.
I don't think you've ever had a zero.
Maybe I've had some where I only had one.
Some of them are kind of tough, but you will be fine on this one, Philip. Are you ready?
I'm okay. I'm bracing myself. All right.
306 questions on fall. I'm going to get you one. 10 questions. The first one. The term fall is primarily used in Britain English, while autumn is more common in American English. True or false?
All right.
Number two. The word fall originated from the phrase fall of the leaf. See, that could go against that could be a bunch of facto or hanko there, couldn't it?
Yeah, that could go either way.
Yes, it could, couldn't it? Number three, the phenomenon of leaf color change is triggered primarily by the dropping temperatures in the fall. True or false?
Okay. All right.
Number four.
Four.
During the fall, animals only gather food and do not start migrating. During the fall, animals only gather food and do not start migrating.
All right.
Number five. The spice known as pumpkin spice contains pumpkin.
All right.
I think you're probably thinking he dug these out of hanko or fat.
Hanko, a lot of them sound like that.
Yeah, they are. Number six, the southern hemisphere experiences the fall season when the northern hemisphere is experiencing spring. Let me read it again.
Mm-hmm.
The southern hemisphere experiences the fall season when the northern hemisphere is experiencing spring.
Okay, go ahead. Seven?
Is it seven?
Yep.
I don't know what we're on. Fall is the only season when the sun rises directly in the east and sets directly in the west for all places on Earth. I didn't know this until this morning, so.
All right.
Number eight, migration patterns of birds in fall. Let me repeat that. Migration patterns of birds in fall are influenced primarily by the temperatures.
All right.
Number niner. Did I hear a niner in there? The word harvest was historically used in the place of the word fall before the adoption of the term autumn.
All right.
Number 10er. The tilt of the Earth axis remains constant, but the hemisphere tilted away from the sun experiences fall. So the Earth axis here, and when it tilts, you know what I'm saying? It's all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, buddy. What do you think you got, buddy?
I don't know. This is a tough one. This is up in the air. I would say six.
Really?
Six.
The way you wrote the answers down, I think you probably got nine.
I doubt it.
All right. Would you like to bet on it? Because I can make these answers any way I want.
I suppose you could.
The term fall is primarily used in Britain English, while British English, while autumn is more common in American English. False or true?
I think that's false.
It is false. The term autumn is more commonly used in British English, and fall is more common in America.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would say.
The word fall originated from the phrase, fall of the leaf.
True.
It is true.
Woo-hoo!
I was surprised you got that one. That was my trick question. Number three, the phenomenon of leaf color change is triggered primarily by the dropping temperatures in the fall.
That is true.
It is false.
Is it false? Yeah.
Well, leaf color change is primarily triggered by the reduction of daylight, not the temperature.
So, but, yeah, we're seeing that. We're starting to see a little bit of a turn.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
And it has been colder this week, too.
All right, number four.
Four.
During the fall, animals only gather food and do not start migrating.
false.
It is false. Many animals both gather food and migrate during the fall.
Yeah, sure.
The little squirrels are busy.
Oh, they are busy.
And the moles are too. They're back.
Those rascally moles.
Oh, I'll tell you what. It's been a battle. Number five, the spice blend known as pumpkin spice contains pumpkin fill.
I'm going to say it's false.
It is false. It was a trick question. Pumpkin spice is a blend of spices like cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and allspice, but it does not actually contain pumpkin.
All right. Put those in your pumpkin pie, though.
You can put them in your pumpkin pie, yeah. Sure. Yep. The southern hemisphere experiences the fall season when the northern hemisphere is experiencing spring.
I said false.
It is false. The southern hemisphere experiences fall when the northern hemisphere is experiencing spring.
Oh, okay.
So, fall is the only season when the sun rises directly in the east and sets directly in the west for all places on Earth.
True.
It is true. This occurs on the day of the equinox in both fall and spring.
All right.
I did not know that. Number eight. Migration patterns of birds in fall are influenced primarily by the temperature.
False?
It is false. Ish. Bird migration is mainly triggered by changes in daylight length.
Wow.
A lot of things go by daylight length. I mean,
yeah,
I'm ready for bed already.
Well, you just woke up, didn't you?
Or? Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Number niner. The word harvest was historically used in the place of the word fall before the adoption of the term autumn.
True.
It is true. The term harvest was commonly used to refer to the season before fall, and autumn became more widespread.
Shine on, harvest moon, up in the sky.
Who sings that?
Me.
Oh.
Yeah, thank you.
Did you get paid for it?
No.
You can tell. The word tilt of the earth, the tilt of the earth's axis remains constant, but the hemisphere tilted away from the sun experiences fall.
True.
Fall occurs in the hemisphere that is tilting away from the sun, leading to shorter days and cooler temperatures.
Wow.
What'd you get?
Nine right.
I told you. I'm sitting here looking at him.
Wow.
I'm going to have to start being tougher on this lad.
It's not a fridge hanger.
No, but it's
very
that
close.
That was a good quiz, though.
Because it was not music related.
No, but it was a very good quiz.
Yeah, it was.
It was very timely. Yeah.
Nice job.
Thanks, buddy. I'm always looking out for something.
I'm sure your parents are proud.
Yeah. Next week it's on Tootsie Rolls.
Tootsie Rolls? Are you going to find 10 questions on Tootsie
Rolls? Trust me, I can find 10 questions on.
Really?
How many times can Henry chew a Tootsie Roll?
No, that's a Tootsie Roll pop.
Oh. No, no.
How many times?
How many licks?
How many licks does it take to get
to Hoot Owl? You remember that old commercial?
Exactly. And it was like three, wasn't it?
It was like one, two.
Crunch.
Yep. Two licks.
They still show that commercial.
It's a pretty good commercial.
Yeah, it is.
It is actually a good commercial. Anyway, looking forward to Paul Harvey today. So.
Yeah, very much so.
But anyway, anything else that I need to know about today?
Don't think so. We're getting down to the final couple of weeks of the regular fall sports season.
Worked with Brian Alvin last night.
Did you?
Yeah, and Todd McKay. And Chris Kenyon over in Riverdale for a football game last night.
Did they have to carry you along?
No, my back still hurts from carrying Todd.
Oh, really?
And I think Brian's back hurts from carrying us all.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It was a tough night.
Yeah.
Tough night.
Did you wear your Target ref shirt?
No, I did not. I was hanging in my office.
Okay.
Thanks to Tire Kick and Lynn, I appreciate that. Again, uh-huh. I'll just smile, and you know what? I'm glad I have friends like that. Is he allowed to own a gun?
I don't know.
But anyway,
BB.
I think the more target for him is he rides his four wheel, and if he sees me, I'm a target.
Ah, okay.
But anyway, my back hurts from carrying all those yahoos last night.
That's too bad.
So anyway, my man, I hope you have a good night. And where are you at tonight?
We're in Richland Center.
Oh, okay.
River Valley, Richland Center.
That'd be a good match. So
yes, it will. Always. Is.
It is, especially since last Friday night's game. There should be a fiery bunch tonight.
Yep.
Buddy. Hope your day is good. Everybody be kind.
Sounds good, brother. That's old Hank Bray. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
The staff at Added Touch Floral and Gifts knows you enjoy fall colors. Why not bring those colors into your home? Stop by Added Touch and view the wonderful selection of fresh and silk arrangements ready to brighten up your home. Also, this is homecoming week at Richland Center. A fresh flower corsage or boutonniere from Added Touch will make your night a success. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your full-service florist, Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319. They deliver.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years, and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month, and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
This day in history, 1871, the Great Chicago Fire began. More than 300 people died, and more than 17,000 structures were destroyed. On the very same day, the Peshtigo Fire in northeastern Wisconsin, October 8, 1871. That caused a lot of life loss and destruction as well. On TV, in 1956, many were watching Don Larsen pitching the only perfect game in a World Series history as the Yankees beat the Dodgers in Game 5, 2-0. And Bad Masterson, starring Gene Barry, debuted on NBC in 1958. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Berkeley Rungholz, from Papa Lyle, Grandma Mary, and all the rest of the family. Have a great day as well from Papa Greggy and Elaine, and from Mom and Dad, Remy and Huntley. And happy birthday to Berkeley Marie Rungholz from Gigi and Brad, Grandma Hattie, Auntie B and Taylor, Uncle Brock and Heather. To Mallory and Olivia Meese, who turned the big 1-7 today. Happy birthday to the twins, and best wishes on your 17th from Mom and Dad, Brandon and Elizabeth. To Beckham Heisel from St. Mary's School, also to Piper Ann Roble from Five Points Lutheran, and Helen Richardson from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Summer Rowe, happy wishes from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. To Stephanie Keys from Lori and the Guys. Stephanie celebrating today, best wishes from Dave and Anita. To John Doudna from Lori and the Guys, Sally Hefner from Levi Lane, Logan and Lily, best wishes, Sally, and happy birthday to Dad Bill Harris from Jan and Brad. To Logan Cagle, happy birthday from Dad, Mom, Dylan, and Ethan. And have a great day today, Logan. Wishes to Jada Baker, love Mom, Tom, Alex, and Kaylee. To Stephanie Keys from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. And happy birthday from Schmidtland Hills residents and staff to Helen Richardson and Jackie DeAger from your friends at Schmidtland Hills. Happy birthday, Ida Ryan from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. To Paul Kretz and Jackie DeAger from Bob and Heidi Shear. Summer Rowe and Tom Walker, VIPs today on the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. From the RC Lions, happy birthday, Charlotte McBain, Berkeley Rungholz, to Sean Berkheimer and Kelly Weber Ehorn. Also to Ida Ryan, Dan Carter, and Paul Kretz, happy anniversary. Ed and Colleen Pulvermacher today. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, happy birthday, Sally Hefner, Olivia Meese, Mallory Meese, Summer Rowe, Ruth Rutt, and Dale Spees. Also happy anniversary, Valerie and Jesse Hiltbrand. From the Bloom City Town Crier, happy birthday, Chris Miller, Betsy Raisler, and Ida Ryan. And happy anniversary, Ed and Colleen Pulvermacher. Have a great day today. To Ed, happy anniversary. You're still the one. Love you. From Colleen, happy anniversary, Harold and Pat Clark, from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. And to Jane and Steve King, it's their 20th today. Happy anniversary number 20 from Merriman, Sue, and Sally.
Is it his birthday, his graduation, his retirement, his anything? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we now have more gift items for guys than ever. Glock watches, men's bracelets, rings, estate items, silver bullet bullion, or custom engraved dog tags. Maybe you want to have his favorite item engraved, like a hammer, a knife, or a motorcycle part. We do full custom engraving on most metal items. This can really be a super cool gift. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for your men's gifts.
This is Phil Nee. I'd like to wish you the best. Have a great Tuesday. We're at 33 degrees in Richland Center. Stay tuned. Joanne has a news update for us next. I'll check sports next hour, and our trivia question of the day is there, and chances to win as well right here.
Hi, this is State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm honored to serve my neighbors here in rural Wisconsin. Out here, we don't ask for much. Just safe streets, food on the table, and a place to call home. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in our roads, first responders, and hospitals, all while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. Of course, there's more work to be done. That's why I'm asking for your vote this November. Together, we'll build a better Wisconsin.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
From
From October 9th to October 15th, Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are offering 36 months of equal payments with no interest on qualified purchases when you use your Synchrony Home Card. For this limited time, make your purchase with affordable monthly installments over 3 years with no interest if paid in full within 36 months. Please note a 2% promotional charge will be applied by the credit card company. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. Terms and conditions apply. See stores for details. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress and Court and Main. Good morning. It is a sunny 33 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. Mostly sunny and mild today, a high of 70. Tonight, clear and chilly with a low of 39. In Richland Center, we're at our morning low of 33 degrees.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Sun Prairie couple is charged with starving their infant to death. 26-year-old Devarius Keys and 21-year-old Taryn Strait face child neglect charges in the February death of their 23-day-old son. Prosecutors say the pair were mostly feeding the boy almond milk against doctor's orders and also failing to feed him every 2 hours. The Dane County DA's office tells the State Journal it took this long to file charges because it didn't get the case until August, and an autopsy report wasn't available till the end of September. Strait is being held on a $5,000 bond. A warrant is out for Key's arrest. Walworth County officials have identified two people who died in a weekend house fire in Spring Prairie. The medical examiner's office says the two were 58-year-old Bradley Chapman and 85-year-old Sylvia Chapman. The two were discovered on the second floor of the home by fire crews and were unable to be revived. The fire is under investigation by the Sheriff's Department, and the cause of death for the victims has not been released. A man whose body was pulled from Lake Monona last month was from New York City. The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office identified the man as 20-year-old Roan Vaughn of Brooklyn. His body was recovered from Monona Bay September 25th, and an autopsy was performed the next day. Madison police are trying to determine his cause of death and how he ended up in the lake. Kind-hearted individuals are asked to be aware of storm-related scam attempts by fraudsters taking advantage of Hurricane Helene and other natural disasters. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Wisconsin issued a public safety alert Monday. To prevent yourself from being a victim of a scam, do not be pressured into making contributions. Carefully evaluate any phone calls, texts, social media posts, or other contacts asking you to donate. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will restart the process to change PFAS regulations for drinking water. In September, the Natural Resources Board approved a request for public hearings. The DNR wants to set regulations to meet federal guidelines, but the change must go through a full round of hearings and meetings. Legislative Republicans prevented a previous alteration of the standards after the agency used emergency rulings to push for remediation in several parts of the state. A decade after the Flint, Michigan water crisis raised alarms about the dangers of lead in tap water, President Joe Biden is setting a 10-year deadline for U.S. cities to replace lead pipes and make drinking water safe for all Americans. Biden is expected to announce a final Environmental Protection Agency rule today in the swing state of Wisconsin during the final month of a tight presidential campaign. The announcement by the Democratic president highlights an issue, safe drinking water, that Kamala Harris is prioritized as vice president and in her presidential campaign. The rule supplants a looser standard set forth by former President Donald Trump's administration that didn't include a universal requirement to replace lead pipes. President Joe Biden is making a rare jump into the 2024 battleground political fray since ending his reelection bid. He'll campaign today in Pennsylvania for a close ally and visit Wisconsin to spotlight a signature legislative achievement. But as Biden makes a quick swing through the key states, two Democratic senators locked in competitive reelection battles are taking markedly different approaches to the outgoing president. Biden will be fully embraced by Senator Bob Casey when he participates in an evening campaign fundraiser in Philadelphia with Pennsylvania's senior senator. But in Milwaukee, where Biden is spotlighting his administration's efforts to replace the nation's toxic lead pipes, incumbent Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin will be absent. If you are adding or changing your Medicare or healthcare.gov coverage during open enrollment, watch out for unsolicited calls claiming to help you find the best deal. Unfortunately, scammers see this open enrollment period as a chance to trick people out of money and personal information. Open enrollment for Medicare runs from October 15th through December 7th for Medicare. Medicare Advantage open enrollment is from January 1st to March 31st, or within 3 months of getting Medicare. Healthcare.gov open enrollment begins November 1st. December 15th is the last day to enroll or change plans for coverage starting January 1st, and January 15th is the last day to enroll for coverage starting February 1st. Selecting a health insurance plan can be challenging and complex. Be on the lookout for common red flags. Be wary of anyone who contacts you out of the blue. Healthcare.gov and Medicare provide legitimate help for determining which plan is right for you. These people, sometimes called navigators or assisters, cannot charge for their support. If someone asks you for payment, it's a scam. You will also need to contact them on your own. They will not call you first. Be wary of free gifts and health screenings. Keep a healthy level of skepticism anytime a broker offers you free gifts or other special deals. Never sign up with a broker who offers you an expensive sign-up gift in exchange for providing your Medicare ID number or additional personally identifiable information. Other times, brokers offer free health screenings to weed out people who are less healthy. This technique is called cherry-picking and is against Medicare rules. Guard your government-issued numbers. Never offer your Medicare ID number, Social Security number, health plan info, or banking information to anyone you don't know. Go directly to official websites. If you want to make changes to your health care plan, go directly to Medicare.gov, healthcare.gov, or your employer's health insurance provider. Contact your employer directly. If you receive an unexpected email about benefits policies, ask your employer about it before you click on anything to make sure it's legitimate. If you are unsure whether a call or offer is from Medicare, or you gave your personal information to someone claiming to be with Medicare, call 1-800-MEDICARE to report it. If you suspect fraud when signing up for ACA coverage, go to healthcare.gov or call the Health Insurance Marketplace Call Center at 1-800-318-2596. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Department of Administration, have announced over $115 million in grants to local and tribal communities through DOA's Flexible Facilities Program. Funded through the U.S. Department of Treasury Capital Projects Fund as part of the Biden-Harris administration's American Rescue Plan Act, these grants will go toward funding public facility expansion or improvement projects designed to provide reliable broadband access to local communities, including libraries, community centers, and multipurpose community facilities. Grants awarded include $4.25 million to Dodgeville funding, will assist with public library renovations, which will benefit over 12,100 individuals, including those who face above-average poverty rates, as well as significant hardships regarding internet reliability and affordability. Funding will expand the existing library space, including the construction of a children's programming room, a business center, and 4 classrooms with 11 laptop computers. Additionally, the project will offer remote learning support, telemedicine access, and workforce development resources. $4.25 million to Fenimore. Funding will assist with public library renovations, which will benefit over 4,500 individuals, including those experiencing lower than average income, education, and access to technology. Funding will go towards expanding an existing library space with the construction of 3 telemedicine rooms, a conference room, and a multipurpose space with kitchenette. This project will offer all community members ADA-compliant, barrier-free access to improve broadband and Wi-Fi access, multipurpose meeting rooms, more desktop and laptop computers, and private rooms for work education and healthcare monitoring. $3 million to La Crosse to assist with public library renovations and technological connectivity improvements, which will benefit over 30,800. Funding will go toward expanding the existing library space with 3 classrooms, 5 meeting rooms, and 2 computer labs. And $4.25 million to Madison. Funding will assist with the construction of a new public library and Imagination Center at Rheindahl Park. The project will benefit over 19,300 individuals, including those who experience a higher rate of poverty and lowered access to internet and transportation. The Richland Hospital and Clinics will host a free movie night at Starlight 14 in celebration of its recent 5-star patient satisfaction rating. The 5-star rating was awarded by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The score is based on hospital consumer assessment of healthcare providers and systems surveys, which ask hospital patients to rate their care across several categories. These scores were then summarized into a single rating to help consumers find quality care. TRHC's 5-star mark is the highest score possible. The free movie will be shown at the Starlight 14 Saturday and will feature the movie Inside Out 2. All are welcome to attend. Gates will open at 5:30 and the show will begin at dusk. And today is the deadline if you plan to exhibit at the Ithaca School Fair Saturday. Enter your exhibits online at fairentry.com/fair/sign-in/20951.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Tuesday, October 8th. Shirley May Ng, 92 of Richland Center, formerly of Five Points, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Five Points Lutheran Church, with burial to follow in the Five Points Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Five Points Lutheran Church this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Shirley May Ng, 92 of Richland Center, formerly of Five Points. Alfred W. Johnson, 93 of Richland Center, died September 29th at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will follow in the Button Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The family suggests memorials be directed to Pine Valley Community Village. Alfred W. Johnson, 93 of Richland Center. Diane L. Turner, 70 of Boscobel, died September 28th at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 3 at the Boscobel Bowlin Banquet in Boscobel. A private family burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Boscobel Bowlin Banquet Sunday from 1 until the time of service at 3. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Diane L. Turner, 70 of Boscobel.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we appreciate your business.
The 8 o'clock ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7.
Massive activity.